You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's George Pickens. Not that anyone asked his opinion, but it does lend itself to something. Look, I don't think there's credibility. Trying to say that Amon-Ra is a lesser than player like a Wes Welker or a Julian Edelman, why don't we just get to what George Pickens was saying? A slot merchant is this demeaning term that you're just a cute little slot receiver. You're not an X receiver like I am. Well, that's a joke because this slot merchant might be the best receiver in football.
You know what it is? It is the wide receiver version of being a game managing quarterback.
That's a great call. Yes.
You're a third down running back. You're not a real one.
You're a check down Charlie.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, David, what do people have to say?
Let me say this.
Representing the great city of Pittsburgh, Three Rivers.
George Pickens needs to shut up, okay? Jealousy is real, and he's showing it right here. I would take Amon-Ra 10 times over a George Pickens. You know why? Because Amon-Ra will block for you. He will do things in the run game for your offense. George Pickens is me. Amon-Ra is not. And it is staggering pre-show when we're going through stats for different receivers and you realize, wow, his touchdowns really match up with
everyone.
The top guys in this league.
So everyone.
He's a top guy in this league, period.
Yeah. Give me some ticket texts and we'll go to the calls.
Villini, this is horrible, horrible. Defense's game plan to stop Hill, Chase, Jefferson first. Defense's game plan to stop the running game and then Amon-Ra here.
No. Say it with your chest. No, say it.
I don't think he can say the last
part. No, say the last part. Rhyme it. Say it.
That person's not smart. I'll just leave it at that. Amon-Ra is fantastic. His catches and plays mean more situationally. During the game, they may not be stat stuffing, but it's drive builders.
Well, it's also name a more complete player. And while he doesn't have the speed of Tyreek, or he doesn't have the size of a Jamar Chase, right? The raw physicality, plays every week, elite route runner, contested catch guy, physical, A+ in the run game, no drama, and produces. You want to tell me you think Amon-Ra's a byproduct of the run game? How about this? Name another receiver one-on-one. Who's harder to cover? By the way, I love catching slander for defending a guy from our town. That's fun.
Isn't that amazing?
That's fun.
No, but if you think about it, this Lions team is almost the ultimate underachievers. Amon-Ra, game manager, Jared Goff. Like we've gone through every little bit for every player. It's always they're good, but
there was an argument when they signed Montgomery and people saying, well, I don't think he's going to be better than Jamal Williams. What?
You know, David, that's funny that you said that. That's a name that I haven't heard. Because remember, he was Detroit. He put Detroit on his back. He cried for the 3-1-3.
The Kaz Gaze. What the hell was that thing in Green Bay? We still got that.
Is the Pikachu cap or whatever? But yes. And think about it now. Nobody talks about him. Why? Because you got your guy. Like, it works. And Amon-Ra works with this. He is one of the best wide receivers in the league. I was guilty of it at first until I looked at the stats. They speak for themselves. Okay, so his longest pass reception is 20 yards. Man still scores touchdowns. He still gets it done. He moves the chains. And when he's not, he's in there. He's blocking for his teammates. That's why your running game is so explosive. that top offensive line along with wide receivers who aren't afraid to get their nose in there and get dirty.
Let's go to the people. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, B? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico. Hey, you know, if, at least as I recall, as Amon-Ra was trying to establish himself in the league, that the player he was most compared to, at least what I recall, was Hines Ward. Interestingly, a Steeler as well, right? Hines Ward wasn't known for flashiness. Hines Ward's legacy was he was a badass and he was a winner, yeah. Right? Pickens puts more value on, you know, being on the top 10 highlights on Sunday night than being that contributor to the team's success. And that's why I think, even transitioning this to, you know, what's going on trying to find a replacement for Hutchinson, that Brad Holmes is being very careful to what he brings in that room, because they've got a team full of Amon-Ra's right now. And that's why the Pickens of the world will never get it. You know, if you had a team full of Hines Wards, I bet the Steelers are contending for the AFC title.
Can't lie there. For some reason, Brian, the Steelers receivers think that they're a lot better than what they are. But you're right. A good call on Hines Ward. He does remind me a lot of Hines, where
he's just better.
Yeah, he is. But Hines was a guy that didn't get all the flash. It was more about all the other guys who played the TOs of the world.
Let me ask you this question. We have, Brian, I want you to weigh in on this as well as Rico, okay? If I'm on Ra, you've got the first three seasons in the can. They're right there. If he, this year plus the next four, if he has an eight-year career, and these are his numbers, he's a Hall of Famer, right?
He's wearing a yellow jacket. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So I'll tell you one thing I don't call Hall of Famers.
George Pickens on it?
Right, exactly.
George Pickens is on his trajectory.
The only yellow jacket that guy's going to be wearing is made by Starter or Nike.
Yeah, exactly.
I just Brian.
One will be in Canton. One will be invited to Canton.
But that's where I'm at.
Playing the Hall of Fame game.
Right. Yeah, I don't call guys in the Hall of Fame slot merchants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, you do realize this guy's on a Hall of Fame track. Mm-hmm. These numbers are that good. Mm-hmm. And when you win a Super Bowl with him, not if, when... What will the case be? It's crazy.
You know what? People will move the goalposts the same way they're going to do for Jared Goff.
Yes.
Because they won't say this. Here's one more.
If I could knock him, I would knock him for the commercial. Not optimal. Oh, we got to work on the acting.
Oh, not you, George. You don't get any, George. Maybe he should just hold the menu up to his face.
I love insurance. I'm like, all right, I'm on rock. Come on, man. What are we doing here? Come on now.
Oh, I thought you meant the Little Caesars commercial for George Kittle.
No, you
don't get any, George.
No.
Here's another receiver real quick, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. Since 2021, and you know this receiver because he made news this summer, Amon-Ra has 300 more yards, four more touchdowns, and 90 more receptions than this receiver who made a lot of noise this summer.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yes, sir.
All the production, none of the drama. There's value to it. Josh, 97.1. What's up, Josh? Okay. Guess not. All right, we'll go over to Marvin, 97.1. Hey, Marv.
Gentlemen, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Excellent, good. Marv. What's going on?
Hey, man, I love the show, man. I got one quick question, man. Does it mean I'm getting old if I like this, if I'm listening to y'all every day?
No.
It means you're getting wiser, getting smarter.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. All right, let's talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, listen, man, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a good wide receiver, man. But y'all are out of control talking about he's a great wide receiver, man. I mean, this guy is nothing. He's Julian Edelman, like they said. He's a good receiver. He's going to catch the ball. I'm his height. I can catch the ball, but he's not going to make the blow the top off. I cannot believe you gentlemen are comparing him to Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
He is a top three receiver. He should be our third receiver, slot receiver. We need another big-time receiver on this team to get to where we want to be in the Super Bowl.
That's the reason
with DC, man, is our fans, we accept mediocrity. And that's why we don't make big splashes in trades.
So, Marvin, quick question.
Of that nature.
Quick question. Because I had this conversation pre-show. Gun to your head. I'm sure you love both of them. But gun to your head, the Lions can only keep one receiver. Is it St. Brown or is it J-Mo?
At this point, it's definitely St. Brown. I mean, no question about it. I like J-Mo. Don't get me wrong. I like what he brings. But, you know, St. Brown is a very good, consistent receiver. I agree with that. No question. He's going to catch the ball, but he's not doing Jamar Chase-type things. I know y'all kind of stuck on his stacks, but, I mean, that's Jared Goff's go-to guy because he can't really, you know, throw the ball deep. I'm not a huge Jared Goff fan, by the way. I know y'all don't want to hear that. But
Marvin, every opinion is welcome.
But, man, St. Brown, I just cannot understand why y'all have so much, like, he's the best receiver in the league.
Yeah, you know it's interesting. You know what's interesting? Here's something. By his peers, you realize he's a first-team All-Pro, right? Not a Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro. Do you know the other first-team All-Pro on this team? Penei Sewell. He's viewed as the best effing tackle in football. Oh, wait, I forgot. He plays right tackle, not left, so he's booty. Right? All-Pro. You said he's the third wide receiver on the team. Now, I turned my microphone off because I'm in a good mood. It's nice out. Foliage season. Crack kills. What on? Oh, Tyreek Hill. Okay, then tell me what Tyreek does. Play in, play out basis. You want to say Tyreek is a better deep threat? I have no argument. I don't need one. But on a play in, play out basis, run game and pass game, professionalism, no drama, availability, physicality, and Amon-Ra's never chokeslammed a pregnant woman, Tyreek has. You know what?
Let's just keep it on the field.
No, I don't have to. There is a human being quotient in this. Amon-Ra hasn't broken a little kid's arm.
No, but
gee whiz.
Because when we go through all the stats, you know what we don't say, Mike? He has long touchdown catches. And that's the knock on him.
It's so nuanced.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't, you know, you're not going to see Goff throw back and it's going to be 68 yards and he's going to be on the other end of it.
Man, I pray to God this weekend, just like last year where Amon-Ra a 70-yarder good. I hope he goes and gets another one now. Like, if that's the lengths we got to go to, that's like saying the guy, your best player in basketball, he don't dunk enough for me. He's averaging 24 and 10. Right. Oh, but he don't tomahawk.
Oh, he's not hitting 45-foot three-pointers.
Yeah. People are weird, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.